Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. And tonight, I have somebody I admire. I have a very special guest. I should say that she's my favorite. So, and she's here to help you and teach you about the power of numerology and help you demystify what's within your divine codification. And of course, you probably guessed already, I'm talking about the renowned numerologist Glenys McCand, and she's been studying numerology for over 20 years. She has a unique method based on the Pythagorean number system, which is old, more than 2,500 years ago. But she's the one who evaluated, believe it or not, over 25,000 personal charts, and she's the author of the best-selling book, Glenys Says Your Number, translated in over 15 languages throughout the world. Then she published another amazing book, Love by the Numbers. And I can't tell you how much I love this woman and how amazing she is. She's been on Dr. Phil, she's been on The Oz, The Today Show, Nightline, CBS Talk, The View, Entertainment Tonight, featured on LA Confidential, Time Magazine, USA Today, In Touch, Star, Us Weekly, People Magazine, you name it. She's the real master of the science of numerology. Her mission is to actually educate you and simplify everything about this amazing science so that you can understand what happens to you. Who are you? What are your skills, your abilities, your talents? So I'm going to invite my amazing guest tonight, and I'm going to thank her from the very beginning. So Glenys, thank you so much for being my guest.
Hello, Carmen. How are you?
Oh, my God. I love you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Crazy time. We're dealing with
crazy Yes. And I said, before anything else, I'm going to ask you, because you are, you know, the one to give us the answer. What's going on, Glenys, before anything else? What's going on?
I'll tell you. The biggest thing about the year 2020, when you look at that, it literally does represent clear vision, because it breaks down to the number four, and the four is obsessed with the truth. So it means if you've been dishonest or living a life that's not authentic, you get busted. Busted by the universe. People see you for who you are. So I would say to people, look, if you got a secret, just come clean, right? Because we're only as sick as our secret. If we tell the truth, we're going to be better off for it. And that's what this year is. And as for this coronavirus, which is also really difficult, that energy breaks down to the number two. Two is about touching. It is about connecting. So it's not surprising to me how contagious it's been, but none of us should deny what it is. Do you see what I mean? This goes back to the truth.
Right.
You don't pretend a virus is no big deal. Of course it is. If we don't pay attention now, it continues to spread. So that's what this year is. In many ways, it makes it kind of difficult, because sometimes we don't want to deal with the truth, right? We like magical thinking.
Majority of cases, people are in denial about their truth.
That's right. We're in denial. We don't want to deal with it, because, you know, these lessons in life can be difficult. But when you are willing to confront truth and do what it takes, you're going to be better for it. So I'm very optimistic and happy about what's in store for the year. I am.
So you actually think that if collectively people will say, okay, this is the virus, let's face it, this has a lot to do with what's within us, and let's embrace this and let's not be scared because there's such
That's
a
right.
panic everywhere, then we
yeah.
can fix it. Do you have an
That's
idea
right.
how long can this go on, like in your understanding?
I believe,
huh? yeah.
I mean, I believe just like we've been through some others, this one's a little different
right.
because it's spreading quickly. But if you
right.
think about it, I don't think they have that percentage right when they say 3.4% are dying
right.
from it. I have a feeling that number would be less if we had more testing. And now we're going to
right.
deal with testing. But what I say to people, fear gets you nowhere. So, of course, it is about washing your hands. It is about when you deal with people, you don't touch your face. It's funny, Carmen, right,
right
before this, I got really sick with a bad cough and cold in December and also
right.
January. And that never happens to me. So when I saw this, I thought, how interesting, because I had stopped touching people. Like, I didn't want anyone to infect me again or for me to infect them.
Of course.
So it's the
absolutely.
Same idea.
Yeah.
You know, if we all pay attention to that, we'll be fine. We will get through this. But they have the right to be fearful. There's a lot of people, just like in China, the way they went extreme to cut it back, right? Saving
right.
lives is what it's about. But I think in the big picture, we're going to be fine. And I do think ultimately it is another strain. Just it's not like
right.
the flu. The flu is not. We're used to the flu, right, Carmen? It comes every year.
Right.
You know, you get used to it. This is something new, and that's why some people are dying from it.
Education is key. And, of course,
yeah.
you have to work on your immune system. And, you
yes.
know, there's
yes.
nothing better than lemon. You know, take lemon and ancient
right.
Tibetan system that you put the lemon with the a little bit of honey, you know what I mean, and with warm
the
water.
Lemon,
and
the
that
water,
would,
and you know what else?
Yeah,
apple cider vinegar.
Yes, right.
It's amazing for you, but also vitamin C. It's huge.
Sure.
You know, it's about building your immunity so that
yeah,
you're not
exactly.
as vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. As vulnerable, yeah. But I don't think it's as bad as they make it sound like it is, and I
well,
don't know if
here's
you agree
the problem
with, me.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
If we deny it and ignore it, it's not going away, and it can get worse. If
that's
we pay
true.
Attention
that's
now,
true.
we can fix this. And that's
yeah,
what I
but
want
not
to see
being
them do.
Afraid, because they build the
yeah.
panic. There's like a work on panicking people without realizing, you know. So
that's
I think
true.
That's what the problem is. Why are you
well, here's
scaring
the other problem.
People at this mm-hmm. extent? Yeah.
Mixed messages are a big problem. If you have
true.
The president say it's no big deal, and people who love him are going to listen to that. Well, that's not healthy either, right?
No, it's not at
one
all.
One thing, and look what it's done to the stock market. That's not surprising because, remember,
no.
the stock market is basically betting on the futures, right? You
sure.
project where you think it's going to go, and that's where the money is. We
exactly.
can calm this down. Those tests mm-hmm. that are going to be taken, as we realize what the real number is, people taking good, better care of their immunity
mm-hmm.
system, and we'll get through it. But remember what I said. 2020 represents the truth, dealing with
the
your
truth.
Physical health,
so
dealing with
genius.
What's going on with you mentally, physically, spiritually. That's this year. And the more you do
you
that,
brilliant,
the better the year is, Carmen, for all of us.
Right. So talking about this 2020, so
yes.
do you think there's going to be a recession? Because to what I'm understanding, you said there's a lot of good ahead of us, so this year ends up by being a good year. Do you think this is going to be economically bad? Are we going to a recession because of this virus and what
well,
have you?
Let me tell you what I had said in the beginning of the year before this
mm-hmm.
even happened. I had suggested
right.
to people, if there's a way to take a dollar and help it grow into, say, $10, like when we can make money
right.
grow, I said, make conservative choices. That will always be key. So even
right.
in this crisis, you can still work on just your life. Example, if
mm-hmm.
you have a career that you've wanted to pursue, maybe a book you wanted to write, this is a good year to
right.
sit down and write that book. You know, you
and
don't
do it.
Let
yeah.
it stop your life. The market, stock market, is always going to fluctuate. Yeah, I'm not going
right.
to be surprised that we have some issues, but it doesn't mean it has to affect you as a person. You could
absolutely.
Still make this a prosperous, wonderful year for yourself, but you've
agreed.
Got to get on it. You know, people let these wonderful ideas live and die in their head. And the
mm-hmm.
number four says to you, don't be a human turtle, right, Carmen? When you're
right.
troubled, you hide.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do
yeah.
not do that. You got to get on it. Yeah.
True.
Education is going to be the big key too. Go ahead.
Yeah. What is going on with this election? How do you see this? Which of these
Sanders
or Biden, which one you think is more
Here's
likely
what I
to
would say, just in numerology. What we've learned in the last 4 years, we've become so divided, and there's so much anger, and plus we have Russia who likes to see us fight, okay? We've really been tinkered with. So the key is to be respectful of our differences, okay? However, when someone asked me long ago about Biden, I simply said, Biden is a two-life path born on a two-day. The number two is an energy that people feel comforted by. Like that, if I were to say the words are this, peacemaker, mediator, they don't want conflict. Barack Obama was a two-life path. Ronald Reagan was a two-life path. Bill Clinton was a two-life path. So these people.
Even Michelle Obama is a two-life path. Yeah.
Right, but here's what went wrong with Michelle, where people misinterpret. She was born on an eight-day, and eights are direct. And when you're direct, people can misinterpret where you come from.
Got it.
In the case of Biden, the reason Biden's always been, like when he talks about his son and he gets emotional, it's genuine for him, you know, because he's born on a two-day and he's a two-life path. Okay? However, what I say is let's let this play out as it's going to be, but I'm also going to go on the record to simply say the ones that had that too were peacemakers. And right now we are definitely a country looking just to calm it down, you know. It's gotten very chaotic. And as for our current president, here's what has messed with him. When you're born on a five-day, you actually embrace chaos. You like when there's a problem. That's fun for you. Well, behind it is his four. The four is someone who's is solid. I call them the builder. That's why he was good in real estate. The feeling of chaos, Carmen, the country's no good at that. We are all so troubled with our own personal life. We don't want to hear it anymore. Like that level of being upset, we have to find ways to calm it down. So this is what I said about Trump, and I said this in January talking to Coast to Coast George Norrie. I said Trump was in a better year this year because he's in a personal year of six. Last year he was in a very toxic cycle, and he dealt with impeachment and went through a lot. But I said he had to be careful not to play the king, K-I-N-G. If you played the king this year, it would backfire. Well, how often has that man been called the king this year? In his decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
He does not like
the time.
The three branches of power is not the way he wishes it to be. He really would like to be, if people could respect what he comes up with, he feels it's best for the country and what he says should go, but that's not how it works in the United States, and that is where his difficulty is. And I said that in January, and now we're in March, and we're all seeing that. We're seeing his frustration and not being able to just call the shots. And that's it.
Right.
So we're dealing. That's what he goes through. And by the way, with the people listening, again, respecting our differences, all of us have numerology charts. All of us have birth dates. All of us are going through personal year cycles. When you and I take calls, I want to cover that so they have a sense of what cycle are they in and what should they focus on. That's the key.
Exactly. Well, we have so many calls, you know, a lot of people are calling in. Yeah, that's so many. I don't even know where to start because there are so many people. I'm going to go to the first caller, a lady, Pauline from New York. Hi, my dear Pauline. You are Glennis and myself.
Me?
So, yeah, I can hear you. So you have an extraordinary chance tonight to talk to Glennis.
I've been seeing the both of you. They're one of both of my favorites, so I'm glad you're both together.
So, if you have questions for Glennis, you know, we have this
amazing
opportunity.
Every time, Carmen, I always need their first name and the full date of birth to do what I
do.
Go ahead.
So, Pauline, just tell Glennis your birthday. So, all we need,
19,
your full birthday.
12/19/1960.
Okay. And then what is your question, Pauline?
I guess you said you were going to share based on, you know, what year, my personal year, what I should be expecting.
Well, I'll tell you what I see and what you need to be careful about. You're technically in a personal year of eight. And when that happens, it's about your health. You should be looking at your physical body, what's going on with you. I always say, you know, if the lower back is a little bit sore and we ignore it, next thing you know, it goes out on us, right? Or the neck hurts, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden your neck is so stiff you can't move it. So it's about, you know, paying attention to your physical body and making sure that you're improving it. And food, fruits, veggies, all of the natural stuff. What are you doing about that part of your life, Pauline?
That's exactly where I'm at. I mean, I've been focusing on everything else except for my physical, and this is the year I was planning on all of that this year. Anyway,
good. So. See, that's the key. So because she naturally is going there, Carmen, that's going to be
right.
to her advantage. The other thing you have to be
mm-hmm.
careful of, Pauline, because ultimately you've got two energy, which means, you know, you're really affected by all the chaos happening. It's not comfortable for you. The number two really just wants love, peace, and harmony.
I know how to
you
stay
have
in
a,
peace. I know how to stay within that chaos. I know how to
say
be
it again.
In my own space. It's not a problem for me. I said it's not a problem for me anymore. I learned how to live within chaos.
Right.
I can,
but
I'm a master
now.
That
is not what you embrace, Pauline. That's certainly not what you would promote.
No,
would
no.
Would you say you go
not.
Around
I love
making trouble?
In a relationship, and I love peace. But this
That's
world
right.
is not like that.
That's my point. So here's the deal. When you're in with a four attitude, it's a very direct number. You know, you're honest, and sometimes people misinterpret your honesty. So you have to pick and choose wisely who you let into your life. Have you been able to do that?
Yes, I've been isolating myself way before all this stuff has been going on. So I'm used to this whole thing already, and I know now who to choose as my friend and who to surround myself with and
right.
keep my
and
mouth
so,
shut when I need to shut my mouth.
Right.
Except for
Carmen,
when I'm on a radio show, I don't shut up. Sorry.
Right. But Carmen,
I
want to say this.
Yes.
We live on a planet with billions of people. If we cut
right.
them all off to protect ourselves, we could end up with like three people in our life. I'm not saying that.
That's so
I'm
true.
Suggesting, yeah, yeah. You've got to be careful with that, Pauline, because you literally have so much to give. And when
oh,
you
no,
meet
no.
good
I
people,
right
you are so happy to
the
have them
people.
With you.
Like you and Carmen, you guys are the perfect people. If I could be in your circle, yes, that would be
of
right.
course. That's exactly right. And I always say this too, Carmen. If you're the winner, like number one in your circle, then you need to expand the circle, right? Always welcome
right.
people that have something to offer that you just don't know. You know, the more
right.
you can learn. But ultimately, Pauline's in the cycle of eight, just if we take care of the health, you work on that physical body, but also the foods, like you just said, you're gonna do fantastic. Like this is just a good year for you. It's a natural match to your life path, which is lucky.
Okay, my Pauline, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling in. Okay, my love, we're gonna go to Marissa from Canada, from California. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
You are
Carmen.
In with. Hi, my dear. You have such a chance to speak with Glanis tonight.
Yeah.
This is the night for you. So just give her your birthday, month, day, and year.
July 10th, 1968.
I didn't hear the last part. July 10th,
so,
1968.
Which year?
1968.
Okay, so 1895. All right, Marissa?
Yes.
What I see, because you're ultimately a five, the five is a natural detective. It tells me that when you don't know what's happening, you'll do what it takes to find out. You can't stand being in the dark. How true is that for you?
It is,
yeah.
though.
Very true.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah. This year, you're in a personal year of three, which is lovely. Three means you need to find ways to motivate and uplift others around you as well as yourself. You've come through with lots of gifts, and what happens is sometimes you just don't know which way to go. You get bored, Marissa. You'll work on one goal, and you're like, oh, I love this. And after a while, you're like, this is boring. So my question is, what have you picked for work? What are you doing with your life?
Oh, I have my own business that I'm inspired every day. I wake
mm-hmm.
up with so much passion. And
well, that's
yeah,
who
that
you're a human popcorn machine, Marissa. Of course you wake
yeah.
up with passion. You're wide awake all the time when your eyes are open.
Yeah.
But my
I
question
have
is, what work did you pick? What is the job, this
I
thing you created?
I design women's accessories and I wholesale them at trade shows to brick and mortar stores or any businesses that are interested in. And I'm on Amazon, and I have my own website, and I'm super busy. Yeah.
So here's the other thing.
I also inspire other people. I'm helping two other entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
To get their foot on Amazon. Mm-hmm.
So Marissa, the thing is, you're a natural counselor. Like, giving advice to others is easy for you to do. And when you get excited, it is contagious. People want what you have. And when you have the five, and in the cycle of three, this company you do, you could kick it up a notch.
Right,
this is a
right.
year where you could turn it into even more success.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm totally
good.
At it. Yeah.
Perfect, Marissa. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go
Thomas.
To Adriana.
Love
I love you. Love you more. Adriana from New Jersey. Hi, Adriana from New Jersey. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Yes. So you're here with Glanis. So I want you to give Glanis your birthday, Adriana. Just give her your birthday.
June 28, 1980.
And the first name was Adriana?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to say something quickly to you, Carmen, just a little shout out.
Yeah.
I came across you singing, and you are just too precious, girl. You are not even of this planet. I swear, you should be in a little spaceship and just, you know, beam down on occasion, okay? Really, your talent is otherworldly. It is so beautiful that you're not just psychically gifted. Your voice, even in singing, is healing.
I think that my voice is probably the best thing that God gave me, you know, it's my gift.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give a shout out to that.
Right.
Okay.
We agree.
Adriana, I want to say this. Speaking of outer space, you're another one. And here's what I mean. You've got double seven. Sevens can only put up with humans for so much before they're like, I can't deal with people. You know, sometimes you just need your time alone. It's like, I got to just be
That's so
by
true.
Myself.
That's so true.
Yes. And so I make the joke when I see Double Seven that when the spaceship shows up, you'll go, oh, thank goodness. I knew I didn't belong here. Now I can go on my adventure. And the other thing is, you are so affected by nature's beauty. The ocean speaks to you. The ocean, mountains, plants, flowers. All of nature's beauty is so healing for you. And, you know, you can't, if someone tries to impress you and they don't know what they're talking about, you mentally will leave the building. You're like, get me out of here. It's so true. But if they're smart and they know something you don't, you are glued. That to you is water in the desert. It's like, give me the knowledge. I just want to learn. And that's because the seven is the one who says, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? So whenever you feel like you have breakthroughs in that way, you're so happy.
Adriana, do you have a question, a specific question for Glynis? Do you have anything you want to ask her, something specific?
Actually, I have two, if it's possible. It's related
okay, very
to the
quickly,
work.
Very quickly. Yeah, work, yes.
If it's my if I'm going to move along in the...
Okay, so I want to say something about that. Before I go there, though, Adriana, everything I just said about you was dead on, correct?
Yeah.
Dead on, yeah.
All right, so here's my point in saying that. I am the numbers lady, and I was nicknamed the numbers lady by the audience because they listen to me do radio or TV, and they're just like, oh, my gosh, where's the numbers lady? I have to talk to her. When I look at your numbers, you ultimately are in a cycle of two, which means your intuition is stronger than ever. So you already know. If you're in this career or you're doing something you don't like, you can make a move. It's okay to leave. You've got to take care of yourself right now because the two want you to. If you stay stuck in an environment you don't want to be in, it's really unhealthy for you, Adriana.
Okay.
What's the second question, Adriana?
The second question is related to my business that I want to start. If it's
Tell me what that is. That's what I want to know. Is it anything to do with using your intuition?
No, I like what is relaxing me is the soaps, creams, stuff like that. That's my relaxation mode.
Okay, but wait a second. What about scents? Like things as calendar, not calendars, but candles, anything like that?
Yes, I'm doing candles.
Yes.
That's what I'm picking up, sister. That's where your money is, okay? Listen, if I would suggest get candles that, like, represent, like, green representing prosperity or purple spirituality, and then put these healing scents on them, okay? Go the spiritual route, because do you know the number seven is considered a natural spiritual energy? It's like an angel energy. So when you do stuff that makes people feel better, like they light the candle and it smells nice and they feel better, this makes you happy, Adriana.
Yes, it does.
All right, so I'm saying this is a good year to make a move in that career.
Okay.
Let's get on with your career. You will be so happy you did.
Thank you.
Okay, my love. Thank you so much for calling in. We have so many people. We're going to take a short break. And everybody listening, don't hang up. I know there's so many of you because we have Glynis in the house. So hold on the line. We're going to be back in a minute. I love you, Glynis. You're the best in the world. There's nobody like you.
Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm Carmen Hara, back on OM Time Radio with my favorite person, Glynis McCann, the number one a numerologist in the entire world. There will never be another Glynis, I tell you that for sure. And I have so many of you. So Linda, there's so many. I look at it in this list. Just don't hang up. I'll be with you in a second. We're going to take Rosemary now. So Rosemary, I think, is from Canada. Hi, Rosemary.
Canada.
Welcome.
Hi,
and give us, just give us your birthday. Give Glynis your birthday.
Sure. My birthday is October 4th. 1966.
Okay. And your name was Rosemary?
Yes.
All right, Rosemary, I have to ask you, how often have you felt misinterpreted? Like when you communicated and you just felt like, gosh, they just don't get who I am.
Yes.
Right?
I feel that.
I mean, I look at your numbers, I'm like, besides the coronavirus, I would still hug you, Rosemary. You need a hug. I mean, like, Rosemary, honey, come over here. Let Aunt Glynny take care of you because you have been through it, sister. I see that. It goes back to you care so much. You know, the number nine, it's about family. And it means even when you were little, you were this old soul. So you came through with a lot of information, and when it came to family, if you did not feel supported, like, what would you say about your parents' emotional availability? Were they there for you, or was it difficult? Tell me what you would say about that.
It was challenging for my dad, but a little more for my mother.
Right. And did you end up having kids?
Yes, I did, too.
All right. How many?
Two boys.
Yeah, so here's the deal. It became your mission to try to be the parent you didn't have.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh, like so much. And so I always make a joke that no matter how much you give a child, it's kind of thankless. It's a little in the thankless category where you're like, okay, no matter what I do, it doesn't seem to be enough. But the truth is you've given plenty. And no matter what goes on with the boys, the love is there. You know, you're born on a four-day means you are opinionated. All you try to do is help people dodge the bullet. If you think there's a way for them to not have a problem, you always want to help them. And that's why when they misinterpret that, like maybe think, oh, you're just trying to control. You're not trying to control anything. You're just trying to help them kind of avoid any hard lessons. That's your goal.
Yes.
And then five is your attitude, which tells me even if you wanted life to be quiet and sweet and lovely, it's always something. There's always a drama coming your way. And so you're always up against something to go, okay, how do I fix this?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cycle-wise, here's the good news. You're in a personal year of nine, and because you're a nine life path, it means it's your year. You have to decide what are your priorities. And on that note, what are your priorities this year, Rosemary?
What are they? Well, health. Health is definitely a priority, so I'm hoping
okay.
that...
Okay. Well, did you go through something with your health last year that was difficult?
I did. And
okay, and the reason I asked that... Carmen, when you're in a personal year of eight, remember I said that's when you got to be careful about your physical health.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Rosemary went through it. So now, Rosemary, you're trying to change it up.
I am.
You know, it's like you got to take your power back and have a conversation with your body because we're living in a world right now. They plant such seeds of negativity, like we're all just going to get sick. So you're going to flip that around. And by healing yourself, Rosemary, you're going to actually be able to help others with advice. From what you've been through.
Good.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Will I get into a partnership with anyone for this?
When you say partnership, do you mean relationship or business?
Business.
You know, I've got to say something about partnerships. If you want to get let down, have a partner. And let me explain that. Here's why. Rosemary, you end up doing the whole damn job. You'll do everything, and suddenly they get the paycheck. So here's my
point.
That's
so true.
It is true. Tragically true. So here's what you do. You take your power and say, okay, here's my idea. Here's my vision. And then you bring someone in, but they're under you. It's like, look, I want you to be a part of this. You can even do a percentage game, but they cannot be an equal partner. Because you're going to give so much more. You give 150%, okay? And that's where the balance is. And it's no accident that the seed's been planted inside you for this vision you have. So just look at it that way, and then everyone wins. You're still the boss of it, and then they're still benefiting, okay? Keep that in mind.
Excellent. Okay.
That's good enough, no? Okay, my love.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much. I'm going to go because I have so many people. I love
Thank
you, my dear.
Time.
So let's go to Linda from New York. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I was going to say, before you move on, I'd like to talk for just a second.
Okay.
Yes.
My birthday is...
Give me a sec.
Just one second, Linda. One second.
Carmen, I'm actually doing an event on the... Is it the 29th? I want to confirm it because I'm going to tell you something I want to do. I do this thing called the Numerology Roundtable, Carmen, and what I do is everyone, it's a small class because each person can submit a question and get a very detailed response. Like what we're doing today is just, I call this fast food numerology. It's accurate, but it's quick. The workshop is set up differently, but what I'm going to do just for your audience, there's already an early bird special, but if they type Carmen in the promo code, they have to spell your name correctly, right? C-A-R-M-E-N.
M-E-N,
but if they
yes.
type Carmen in, they get a discount, an extra discount. So I just want them to know that for those who
so
want to join in.
Okay, so everybody listening, please join the roundtable with Glynis because you do have this discount. This is such a tremendous opportunity. So I know there's so many of you listening. Please, please join. When is this exactly? Can you repeat that?
It's going to be on Sunday. So I picked a weekend so that it would be easy. They're going to be able to either call through the phone or go on to their computer. And what's going to happen is we're going to spend 3 hours. I'm going to tell them what's in store for the year, what's really going on.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. 3 hours.
It will be. But then each person will be able to submit a question, and then I'll give a worksheet so they can follow along and watch the numbers come to life. So I'm very excited about it.
Oh,
but if they type Carmen, your audience, they'll get an additional discount.
Yeah, so everybody, please take advantage of this opportunity. And Gladys, if everybody wants to have like their private session, what do they do to get to talk to you one-on-one? Is that possible?
Yes, I still do them. When they go to the fact page on my site, it says, Sis Glenna still do reads. I do, but I deliberately do not promote them on the website because I'd never get out of a chair for the rest of my life, Carmen. I can't. I'm not going to live that way. That's a horrible way to live.
That's so true.
Right?
That's so true, yes.
But I do them. I do. So if they reach out and say, I really need to get a live numerology session, we definitely still book them. And sometimes I do in-person reads, which are so much fun, you know, where we sit down together and do the 45-minute session. Those also exist. But I will tell you, when I was talking about the round table, every person in that room.
Yeah, the round table is brilliant. It's so genius. Yes.
It's healing. It's really nice. So now we'll do this call. And the person on the phone is, what's her name?
Hi. My name is Linda, and my birthday is 2/8/1962. And I do have a question. I've been going through so much, and I just wanted to know if there's a light at the end of the tunnel for me, like you see happy, positive things happening for me, because I'm a good person, and I'm just going through so much.
Okay, but did you say your first name was Linda?
Linda.
Linda, yeah.
Okay, so Linda, here's what you got to be careful of. Because you're born on an 8-day, the 8, when you trace the number 8, the 8 can go round and round, and sometimes it can make you feel crazy. So that's why we call it the crazy 8. And what that means is sometimes you'll go through a bad experience and say, I'm never going to go through that again. And then the next thing you know, you're going through it again, Linda. So you've got to identify those things so you don't. You've got to stop and say, no matter what has happened to you, no matter how bad, say one thing to yourself. What part did I play in this? Because when you do that, you'll get your power back. See, you feel powerless. You feel like life is happening to you. But I want you to take your power back so that you get a better life for yourself. The other thing happening, this year you're in a personal year of 5, and 5 moves really quickly. So if you want to accomplish anything, you got to write it down. Like literally make your little list what it is you want to accomplish every day. Because otherwise you have an idea on Monday, and suddenly it's Friday, Linda, and you never got what you wanted. You never made it happen. That's how you can get your life back. The other thing, you've got double 1. You know, the 1, more than any other number, Carmen, when they work out, when they exercise their body and can get like an endorphin release, they feel so much better. Linda, do you ever get to exercise like that?
Do you
get to do that?
Yes, I do that.
You notice how much better you feel when you do that?
Yes, when I go out walking, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, you could walk forever.
I do.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a suggestion. Do you have a Fitbit?
No.
Okay, you need to get one because it makes it so much fun. The Fitbit, of course, counts your steps, but you could turn it into a game. And I'm telling you, when you get in the zone of just playing with it to get your, like, let's say 10,000 steps a day, you can shift the way you feel. You'll start to be more in your body and feel happier. Because right now, how alone have you been feeling? Alone.
Very, very alone for many, 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 many years since my divorce.
Right. Right. So we got to stop that. You see, it's like if I can get you back into your physical body and make you feel better about you personally, you could open yourself up to some wonderful stuff. There's one other suggestion. I created a CD called Affirmations to Attract More Kindness into your life, because
so
I have found
it
is when you do affirmations daily for kindness, you, Linda, will be treated much better. Like you could go to a store, they're like, hey, you want to get in front of me? You could be on the freeway, suddenly all the cars move for you, because your life, it feels like you don't have nice people around you now.
No, it's my daughter. She's very abusive to me, very mentally
abusive. But guess what, here's the good news. No matter who is abusive to you, when you start doing affirmations for kindness, they treat you better.
Right.
So you don't share it
with her.
So this is your private thing. It's all subconscious, but she will automatically want to treat you better. And what's her date of birth, your daughter?
March 14th, 89.
Hold on. I'm laughing. Should I say I'm laughing because I'm looking at her numbers?
Yeah, she's very mean to me.
Listen, your daughter loves to mess with you. What's her first name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer knows exactly how to push your buttons, and you must wear some really big buttons, Linda. Right? I mean, you make it really easy. She knows exactly what to say. Now, I am going to say this about her. It's a bad mirror between you. It's like you guys have not been able to grow together. So that's why I want you. You know, every action has reaction. If you change, Linda, Jennifer will be better towards you. And you won't fall into her traps, because Jennifer likes to blame other people when it goes wrong. It's not never her fault, correct?
Right, yes.
Right, so we can't fall in, Linda. See, you jump in and go, but you defend yourself. Stop defending yourself.
Okay.
And you know what? You should trick her. So, next time she gives you a hard time, say, you know, Jennifer, I never even thought of it that way. Okay, I'm going to take consideration what you said and drop the subject. She won't
that
know what
would
to
be
do with herself.
So brilliant.
Okay,
so brilliant.
That's
positive,
the key.
So brilliant.
Anything positive happening for me, like happy, positive, me meeting someone?
Well, you're gonna shift that brain of yours, and you could turn this whole thing into something positive.
Right,
by the
exactly.
way, any trips? Can you take a trip this year at all, Linda? Any ideas you have for going away?
No, I can't. I don't have any money. I'm not even working.
All right, so where is this? You realize there are free places closer to where we live. Like you, I want you to open your head up a little bit here, okay? Instead of automatically going, I don't have the money. Let's look into what's close by that you've never been to, and get over there, even if it's just driving there. Find somewhere different, Linda.
I don't even drive.
How about a bus, my darling?
A bus, yes.
I want you on a bus. What I'm saying, Linda.
On a bus.
You've got to be super careful. So, when life becomes a bunch of no's, we're living it wrong. I promise you that.
Right.
So I want to change the way you live this life so you can get more of what you want. I want more joy for you.
But do you see me having a happy life? But I'll be fine.
I just told you what it's going to take to do that. We have to change the way you think to make this great life
you
could have.
Change everything around.
That's right. Change the way you think. You have a whole new world.
And I will have love with a man.
Yes.
Let's not worry about the man right now. Let's fall in love with you first. Let's get you to love you first, and then the right energy comes in. That's how that works.
She's so right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Linda. We have so many other people. So we have Anne, we have Cynthia, we have Larry. All of you guys, hold on the line. We'll try to get to you very quickly. I have one question for you that is my question. So I give you two birthday. Will you tell me if there is a compatible relationship here?
I didn't hear what you said, Carmen. Go ahead.
I said if I give you two birthdays, so will you tell me if that's a compatible relationship?
Well, I can tell you. Remember, what we're doing today is fast food numerology. So you could give me birthdays and I could say, yeah, they're a challenge or compatible. Absolutely. But when you have, like, a numerology blueprint of who someone is,
instance,
you can
November 986. That's my daughter. November 986.
Right. And then what's the person she's – the birthday of who she's with?
April 22nd, 78.
All right, hold on. April 22nd, 78. Okay.
She sends you her love, and she said, please ask
Glennis for
me.
All right, so I would say this. They're technically – their life path is considered compatible, but I'm going to suggest that what's the person's name, this man's first name?
Alex.
We'll just call him Wolfgang, okay? What does it matter? Wolfgang. Here's the thing. Wolfgang is very opinionated. And when he has an opinion, he does not give it up. And that's hard for her. You see, your daughter has it too, which means she's actually very sensitive. And she will defend herself too, but it can be draining. So it's not it's not about, like, their life. I will say the day they're born can be a challenge. And by the way, he would be drawn to her for beauty because the eight loves beautiful things, and he's an eight life path.
Right.
Excuse me. He's an eight attitude. She's actually an eight life path, which means she has high standards for her own beauty. Like, she tries to look good for herself. It's not even about him. If she has a bad hair day, she doesn't want to go outside. that's a typical eight. But here's the deal. They have to. How long together now? How long?
They are together for 8 years.
Yeah, that it has it ever been off, like broken up?
They had some fights, but not really breaking off. No.
Yeah, because here's the thing. It's about finances. They've got to figure out the money part of this life. They have to find a balance. And what about kids?
Yeah, well, that's what they're planning. So this is what
Well, let me tell you something. He would be an amazing father. You want to see that man become the best man he can be? Let's pop out a baby, and I'm serious.
I hear you.
This is the best answer
anybody could have given me today.
Yeah, so but it's true. The six
so
is
right
the
on.
Father number, and
you're
he'd be
right
a better man.
On.
And she would fall more deeply in love to see him hold that baby.
So
mark my words.
This relationship will be better and more balanced.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
They would stop focusing on each other and actually have something to look at together that belongs to
exactly,
both of them.
Exactly, yep. Exactly.
Yep.
That's so,
so
true.
Yeah, there it is.
That's it. Okay, mm-hmm. My love. So we have a lot of people. I don't know. I'm going to take any of them. One question for me. Do you see me succeeding with my music?
Your music, absolutely. Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I'll jump to you the same way. The Prosperity CD that I offer, you're going to shoot me an email, give me an address, and I'll send it to you. But my CD works.
I want to send mine to you, too, with my music.
Yeah, but you need...
But I want to hear yours. I want yours.
Yeah,
need yours.
You would. Listen, mine is magic. I literally had one guy who went from being a millionaire who's now a billionaire, as in B.
I believe that.
But he does the Prosperity Affirmations daily. But
right.
With you, same idea. You have a gift. There's no getting around it. And it's a beautiful gift. But when you start affirming that daily, because you're so busy giving to everybody else, this is
right.
So your nature. But
right.
You need to get back to the core of you to flip
right.
That around. And the thing
right.
About you, Carmen, no matter how successful you'd ever be, you're a giver. It's what you do.
Right.
You know? But that I could see you shifting that. And what was your month and day for your birthday? Just month and
March,
day.
March 25th.
All right. So you are in a cycle of five. And
yes.
What that means is you have to trust the process more. You can't be as in control of it. Like you,
right.
When you control things, you feel better. Right now it's not in your
right.
Control. So
right.
You have to roll with it more. But when I said write stuff down to make it happen, that's true for you this year because it's going to move real fast. I mean, aren't you shocked it's already March?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
I don't know. Yeah.
And then fabulous. Breakthroughs, in my opinion, good things can happen in the cycle of five, but the cycle of six is when you come into your power. That means 2021, you move
21.
Into a really solid. That's like you have your the strength of who you are. It's all of what you are. Lovely.
Perfect. Fabulous. Let's go to Anne, who's waiting for such a long time. Hey, Anne. Are you still with us, Anne?
Yes, I am. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my love. So Glynis. Just give Glynis your birthday quickly because
yes.
We have so many people waiting.
Yes.
June
16th, 1952.
So is that accent from New York or where is that from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Boy, oh, boy, right? All right, four or five. What's so funny is... I did Seinfeld once. I played an angry New Yorker. Okay, it was when Seinfeld was on. And what was funny is they put angry New Yorker. I'm like, actually from Seal Beach, California, but if you want to say angry New Yorker, I'll take it. Yeah, but what it really is, and I've got your birth numbers, but what was your first name?
Anne.
I will say this. You know what has saved you in this lifetime is your sense of humor.
Yeah.
If you didn't have humor, yeah. You couldn't even survive this planet. How true has that been for you?
No. Yeah, I know. It's been
oh,
tough.
It's true.
It's been tough.
But the other thing about you, when you are really serious, people end up laughing. They think you're joking when you're not. You're like, no, I'm not being funny. It's your delivery. But it comes from the number three. And then you're born on a 7-day. When I see someone born on a 7-day that's a three life path, it means... Duality in your personality. Like your three is social, wants to have fun with people, but then your seven's like, oh, I can't look at another person. I don't want to deal with anyone out there. That's where it comes from. And spirituality, finding those answers, that's a part of your purpose. Have you been able to find it?
Yeah, it's taken some time. I didn't even know what that meant until when I retired from teaching, and that's when I was able to pick up.
And that makes sense to me. It's like when we have numbers in our chart, those are lesson numbers, so it takes a little more time. But the more you tap into kind of saying, okay, let go, let God, let it go, you feel much better. And then going to the teacher, with your four attitude, you're a natural teacher, but I have to ask, where's the book? Have you written a book yet?
No, I want to. I know.
Want
so
to?
Do it.
I want to
so
do a cookbook.
Do it.
Listen to me.
And do it. Do it.
And it's in your chart to write it and be successful with it. And not only would the book be good, there'd be humor. See, you'd make people laugh while they read it. And I have to say, judging by this Life Path 3 and the 7, you got to provide hope in there. Like, that's part of the message of that book.
Right. How do you know that? What number indicates the book?
The number 3.
Oh,
listen,
okay. Right.
Listen, you're talking to a double 3 triple D, my grasshopper, and I've written 3 bestsellers. Oh. I'm a 3. That's number 1. It's your darn 4 is overthinking it. The 4 says if I can't do it perfect, I don't want to do it.
I'm a 3 myself. I'm a 3.
Yeah,
you are?
But see, Anne's overthinking. But Anne, guess what? When the 4 sits down and actually writes it, they tell such good stories because they remember all the detail. It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, get on it, please.
I do remember a lot
of
people.
My Anne.
I'm very good about that. Yes. Thank
you
so much.
I love you, Anne.
Thank
love you.
You.
I'm going to go to Cynthia very quickly. I have Cynthia, Letty, Michelle. I don't know, guys, you are too many tonight. Because of Glennis, I know Cynthia from Iowa. How are you, my love? Give very quickly your birthday to Glennis.
Okay, it's 12/28/1966.
And the first name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. Now, that's funny. I have a sister named Cynthia, and I remember as a kid. This is what I always say. Cynthia, telephone! She was very popular in our family. Okay, so you have an 8, born on a 1 day. Whew. All right, Cynthia. You are a very honest person, but sometimes your honesty has been hurtful. Like, you didn't mean it to be, but you just told the truth. If you feel pushed to the wall, you will let someone have it. You actually have numbers that I call the attorney, because when you feel you're right, you present your case, and I feel sorry for the person who comes up against you. See? And Carmen, laughter means accurate. Always. No, really, they're wasting their time. Like, if you got someone who's a fool enough to, you know, debate you, just give them my number and I'll remind them. No. Let her have it. It's hers. Because you build the case. You can tell us what time it was. What were they wearing? I mean, that is the energy that's in your chart, but also a love of beauty. Like, even your home environment. Aren't there things in the house that mean a lot to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sentimental. I always say the 8 does not mean to go for the most expensive item, but they're drawn to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to cost something. And you are in a cycle of 8 right now, so I'm going to suggest, how about the physical body? How's your health? What's going on with you that way, Cynthia, this year?
Oh, geez, a lot. Well, not a lot, but I had anxiety and depression.
Yep.
And I was, like, just so out of sorts and shaking. I couldn't even stand to be in my skin, and it just really scared me.
Right.
But
what are you doing to heal?
Well, I got on some prescription medicine, which I didn't really want to do because I'm such a natural person.
Right.
But the prescription medicine is finally helping me a little, and then I'm also doing therapy, talking.
Good. So see, here's what goes on with her numerology, Carmen. She's an internalizer.
Yes.
You know, she keeps everything inside her. And, of course, what we don't deal with mentally can attack us physically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly,
Cynthia, I'm thrilled
right,
that you're just purging
mm-hmm.
it. You're getting it out of your body because this is the perfect year to do that. But I'm also going to recommend, do you know the guy, medical medium? I think his name's Anthony, right, Carmen?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, did you get his book yet, Cynthia?
No.
I want you to get that book because he gives some great suggestions of stuff that you can just, it's all homeopathic healthy food, but it makes you feel much better. Like, it'll alleviate depression. It starts to make you feel more optimistic. So please look into that book, okay? That would help you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cynthia, and send me an email at Carmen Hart. I have a suggestion for you to take something natural that can help you with the depression, okay?
Perfect.
And thank you so much for calling. I'm going to take Letty from, I don't think we have any more time. So, Letty, Michelle, and all of you, I'm sorry I couldn't take you tonight.
Wait.
But listen, please repeat what people need to know, Glennis.
They need to go to numberslady.com, www.numberslady.com. If they type Carmen in the promo code to take the online numerology roundtable with me, they get a special discount on top of the early bird special. Just your people. Carmen is the key.
And the best lady on planet Earth, the best numerologist, my wonderful friend, Glennis, thank you so much. I adore you.
Thank you.
You are just genius. And thank you, everybody, for listening. It was such an opportunity to have Glennis tonight. And I'll be with you next week, 7.